Thank you for holding this hearing and for inviting me to testify. I am very pleased, Madam Chairman, that you are an original co-sponsor of the Senate Campaign Disclosure Parity Act this year, and I appreciate very much that you've decided to try to move the bill through the committee. I'd like to also, of course, acknowledge the other co-sponsors on the committee, especially Senator Cochran, who is now the lead Republican co-sponsor of the bill, and Senator Durbin, who has supported every version of this bill since it was first introduced in the 108th Congress, Senator Hutchinson, who has long been an advocate of improved disclosure legislation dating back to our work together in the 527 disclosure bill in 2000, and Senator Dodd, who I will always be grateful to for his expert managing of the McCain-Feingold bill when it was on the floor in 2001. The Senate Campaign Disclosure Parity Act fixes the anomaly in the elections law that makes it nearly impossible for the public to get timely access to Senate campaign finance reports, even though most other reports are available on the Internet within 24 hours of their filing with the FEC. This bill will finally bring Senate campaigns into the 21st century by amending the section of the election laws dealing with electronic filing to require reports filed with the Secretary of the Senate to be filed electronically and forwarded to the FEC within 24 hours. The FEC is required to make available on the Internet within 24 hours any filing it receives electronically. So if this bill is enacted, electronic versions of Senate reports should be available to the public within 48 hours of their filing. Now, that will be a vast improvement over the current situation, which requires journalists and interested members of the public to review computer images of paper-filed copies of reports and involves a completely wasteful expenditure by the FEC of hundreds of thousands of dollars each year to re-enter information into databases, even though every Senate campaign has the information available in an electronic format. This step is long overdue. There is no excuse for keeping our own campaign finance information inaccessible to the public when the information filed by the House and presidential candidates, PACs, parties, and even 527 organizations is readily available almost immediately. The Washington Post has called the outmoded Senate campaign reporting system obviously unjustified, and Roll Call has called it indefensible. I couldn't agree more. Why has the Senate required electronic filing of everyone else but refused to get rid of its own exemption? The current system means that the FEC's detailed coding, which allows the press and the public to do more sophisticated searches and analysis, is completed over a week later for Senate reports than for House reports. It means that the final disclosure reports covering the first 2 weeks of October are often not available for detailed scrutiny until after the election. Indeed, according to the Campaign Finance Institute, prior to the 2006 election, quote, in all 10 of the most closely followed Senate races, voters were unable to search through any candidate reports for information on donations made after September, unquote. And a September 2006 column by Jeffrey Birnbaum in the Washington Post noted that when the polls opened in November 2004, voters were in the dark about $53 million in individual Senate contributions of $200 or more dating all the way back to July. That's really kind of scandalous, Madam Chairman, and there's no good reason for it. Madam Chairman, let me just say that I know that the election laws have a big impact on campaigns, and all senators want to scrutinize them carefully for partisan or personal implications. I am very familiar with controversial and contested campaign finance legislation. This isn't that kind of bill. This bill is as close to a no-brainer as you can get in this area. We now have 29 co-sponsors for the bill, 18 Democrats and 11 Republicans. Important major media outlets have endorsed it, as have bloggers on the left and the right. No one that I know actually opposes it, and yet it has been nearly 3.5 years since I first introduced it. Now, that's nearly half as long as it took to pass McCain-Feingold. I know McCain-Feingold. You might say that McCain-Feingold is a friend of mine. Madam Chairman, this bill is no McCain-Feingold. So I sincerely hope that this committee will act expeditiously and will report the bill without amendments so that we can quickly pass it on to the floor and get it into place for the beginning of next year, well in advance of the next elections. I know that you have a big agenda in this committee this year. I have strong views on many of those issues, and I hope to get invited to testify again. But as you said, Madam Chairman, this bill can and should be passed quickly. Let's not have the other difficult and complex issues you will face in this committee prevent this bill from becoming law very soon. I thank you.